Good morning. It's January 18, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is, It's the Little Things. It has long been an axiom of mine that the little things are infinitely the most important, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. It was snowing at our house in Dallas, big, lazy, slow flakes, the kind that would have accumulated were we not, well, in Dallas. A storm front had passed through the night before with heavy rain, thunder, and lightning, the kind of storm with the embedded tornadoes that had so recently ravished North Dallas and destroyed many of our friends' homes. My 91-year-old widowed mother lives in Baton Rouge during the winter and Maine in the summer. I frequently text with her, and she informed me this morning that the front had reached Baton Rouge, and there were terrible high winds and pouring rain. Too much even to take Tilly, her little Tibetan spaniel, out to do her business. I told her about the snow here, and we exchanged exclamations of relief that my son-in-law's lymphoma turned out to be, on final pathology, just the run-of-the-mill diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, rather than the absolutely most dismal subtypes. Shortly after we signed off, my 29-year-old son, who also lives in Dallas, checked in via text and asked if Nana was all right in Baton Rouge, since he'd been watching the national weather and realized the storm had just passed through southern Louisiana. I told him we had just spoken, a 21st century euphemism for texting, which remarkably even my mother prefers, and that she was fine, but I suggested that he text her himself and inquire. I shared that if he did text her, she'd be so thrilled that she'd be telling me and everyone else about it for the next week. My son texted back a ha-ha emoji and commented, "It's the little things, isn't it?" If you want to stay on the path to peace and joy, it's the little things indeed. If I write my wife a little post-it note with a, quote, 417, unquote, on it, secret code, well, not so secret now, for I love you, 417 is our sailboat sail number, I will often find that post-it note mysteriously moved from her steering wheel or the refrigerator or her computer screen or wherever I had stuck it to the back of her closet door, where she might appreciate it for months. As I write this, the mail lady just left us a package and continued around the cul-de-sac in the snow. I opened the door and hollered for her to wait a second. I had something more to give her. I whipped up a hot chocolate in the Keurig and brought it out to her. She, of course, had expected more mail. Her huge smile and laugh were reward enough for an entire day. It's the little things. Say hi, or even thank you to the invisible people in your office, or the airport, or the hospital, or wherever you work. Who are the invisible people? If you have to ask, you miss them. They're cleaning the public bathroom. They're mopping the floor. They're picking up the trash. They're standing in the street outside your multi-level parking, directing traffic. They're handing you your breakfast sandwich at the drive-thru. They're drying your car at the car wash. They're bagging your groceries. They're fixing the potholes on your street. They're answering your technical questions, albeit in a foreign accent, on the phone. They're checking your rental car in as you hurry to your flight. Try giving a $20 bill to the person cleaning the bathroom in the airport terminal, along with a compliment on how nice it looks the next time you're there. It'll change their week and yours. I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Matthew 25:40, NIV. Father, use your spirit to remind me every day that you love all your children. It's so easy for us to pass that love to those around us if we just look for them and remember to do it. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.